Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that there may be some spoilers ahead in this episode, so please listen with caution. Hey, what's up guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's Rewind is not dead!
Because today's episode is part two of our American Horror Story series.
That's right. Today's American Horror Story episode is going to be all about Season 3, American Horror Story Coven.
And Season 4, American Horror Story Freak Show.
Today's episode has one of my favorite seasons and my absolute least favorite season. So, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, I would say Coven is in my top 5 and Freak Show, well, I didn't enjoy it very much.
Well, at least we can finally agree on one thing.
We've done it.
I know. It should make for an interesting episode now that we agree. And I can say it is great to be back. We're very sorry for the week break. Didn't have an episode last week, but we really needed a vacation. And now we're back.
Yes. Okay, my dudes. We will be right back.
Okay, dudes. We're back. And for today's episode, I think we need to just jump right into it.
Alright.
We're
going for it.
We're jumping.
Oh, we're jumping. We're taking the lead.
Yeah. Today, we're going to start off talking about Coven, which I'm going to do because I love Coven.
Yes, you do.
And that's all I'm going to say.
No, we're going to be sitting here for 2 hours.
Coven is about a young girl named Zoe who discovers she is a witch and is sent off to Miss Robichaux's Academy for Exceptional Young Ladies in New Orleans. Here she meets three other witches, Queenie, Nan, and Madison, as well as Cordelia Fox, who is the headmistress. As the season develops, Fiona, who is Cordelia's mom, who is also the Supreme, or the Head Witch, reveals she is dying, which means a new Supreme is rising. As the girls begin to prepare for the Seven Wonders, which is the test to show who the next Supreme is, witch hunters are sent out to kill off the Coven by their rival, Marie Laveau. Along the way, the Coven brings in a new witch, Misty Day, and digs up the body of the immortal Delphine Lalaurie. At the end of the season, the new Supreme is revealed, and the women open the Academy's doors to fellow women who believe they too possess witch-like powers.
Oh.
Yeah. It is very much a girl power season.
Did they ride on brooms?
No, they did not ride on brooms.
Vacuums?
No. Are you just going through all the ones in Hocus Pocus?
Mops?
No mops.
All right.
Nope, not even Swiffers.
They don't ride Swiffers?
No, they do not ride
They're
Swiffers.
They're not witches. They're losers.
Okay, so Ashton and I decided, like our first American Horror Story episode, we were going to critique the seasons a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not mean, but like, maybe what we didn't enjoy so much, or what could have been better. I'll let you start, because I know, obviously, they didn't ride on mops or brooms, so go ahead.
Well, that could obviously be fixed. They need to have something. What, do they take a car?
They do! They even have, like, Secret Service.
Who, right? No. If I were a witch, the first thing I would do if I stepped in that house, y'all got a broom I can ride.
Y'all got a broom I can ride. Okay, but on a serious note, what did you, like, think could have been better in the season?
To be honest,
mm-hmm.
I don't really remember.
Dude!
They didn't really give... I don't know, they didn't really give the three other witches a real backstory.
Well, like Queenie and Nan and Madison?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Madison was an actress.
Oh, yeah, she was a snob.
And Queenie was from Michigan and worked at a fried chicken place.
Okay, but that doesn't show me how she figured out she was a witch.
I don't know.
That's what they needed.
But maybe they're going to do a Coven spinoff.
Nope.
The witches might be coming back. It is confirmed by Ryan Murphy. I would be okay with this.
That's what they need. They need, they need like, how they all discovered they were a witch.
Like, when we... Like, Zoe, we saw, yes, obviously, how she discovered she had witch-like powers, which, watch the season, and you'll find out. But we don't really know how all the... Well, we did kind of find out Madison. When she on set, someone was saying something to her, like, she was missing her mark or something, and she tried to drop a light on him.
Oh, yeah.
With her mind. Didn't mean to, like, she was just thinking about it, and it dropped.
Yeah.
But that's the only one that we really know of.
Yeah, that's...
So, understandable.
That's what they need.
I would agree, maybe some backstories, even to, like, Cordelia and Fiona.
Yeah.
There isn't... Well, I mean, I guess you kind of saw Fiona, too. Now she became the Supreme.
I mean, Cordelia because, you know, wasn't she the daughter of Fiona?
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
So, I mean, you kind of... You're pretty much born with witch-like powers after that. You really don't.
But a backstory yes. would have been nice. Okay, I would agree. Anything else that you didn't enjoy about the season? Mm-mm. For me, I mean, I think there was a good balance of action and drama, which sometimes Ryan Murphy doesn't hit on very well.
Not really.
But, like, for you, Asylum would be that. Yes. There wasn't enough action to balance the drama for you. Mm-hmm. He's throwing off over here, guys. So, but I think this season did a good job of doing that. Mm-hmm. For me, I just love this season so much.
You gotta find something wrong with it.
I gotta try and find something wrong with it. I would say for... Oh my gosh, sorry. Those are our siblings. For me... I feel like the ending was kind of rushed.
Yeah.
I feel like the whole test of the Seven Wonders was, like, the last episode, and that was it.
Yeah.
The episode before that kind of showed a slight development into it, but I feel like the last three episodes were super rushed. Mm-hmm. You had that huge build-up, and then it was like, oh yeah, here's the Seven Wonders.
Yeah. No, yeah, I could see that. They didn't really...
For me, I like a balance, a steady growth.
Yeah.
That evolves into something. And the last episode can be a little rushed because obviously you have to finish out the season.
Yeah.
But I just felt like the last, like, two or three episodes were like, here's the end of the season, we're done with it.
They didn't build up to any of the Seven Wonders throughout the season until, like,
no,
those last episodes.
Yeah, seriously. The testing didn't happen until Misty Day, like, joined the coven, which was in, like, the last four episodes. So it was kind of...
I mean, I get it because, what's-her-name didn't reveal that she was dying until later.
Right, but...
You're not just gonna test someone's powers because, just because.
Right. I do think it was kind of rushed there at the end. But other than that, I absolutely loved the season because who wouldn't just love the witches? Okay, so now we're gonna talk about favorite characters and least favorite characters. I think we need to talk about least favorite characters because that's more fun.
Yeah.
For you. You can have multiple, obviously. Who would you say is your least favorite character? Hated them? Yeah, every time they came on the screen, you, like, wanted to throw up.
Okay, they didn't come on the screen that much, but I wanted to throw up anyway. Evan Peters' character's mom.
Yes, I can't even think of her name. She was so not important. I understand. Yes, that was very disgusting and very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Understandable. But for me, I would not say she was my very least favorite character.
Maybe just Evan Peters' character, too. He didn't have a very good character.
He was lame.
He sucked.
He was really lame. It was just a love... He was just a part of a love triangle. That was it. He was kind of lame. Yeah. I wouldn't say he's my least favorite character. He was just bland.
He was basically How to Build a Boyfriend.
Seriously! He was. Okay, any other least... So you said...
The Peters.
Evan Peters, so Kyle and Kyle's mom.
Yes.
Anyone else?
No.
That's it. For me?
What's his name, actually?
Which one?
The husband of... What's her name?
Hank! Yes, he's my least favorite character. That piece of trash human being.
Okay.
Yes, he was my very least favorite character. Ew. Every time he came on the screen, I was like... Huh? He just looks like a crusty potato. Like, what was that goatee beard thing he had going on?
Why was he even in the season?
Well, I mean, you know why.
I mean, I know why.
But we don't want to spoil anything.
Hank.
I did not like Hank. Any
person that does that, I hate him anyway.
Right. Exactly. Why would you even do that? Ew, piece of trash human being. Ugh. Ugh. Right. Ugh. Take that nasty taste out of my mouth. I also did not like Kyle's mom. Just gross. Kind of disgusting. And, like, okay, controversial here, because I know everyone loved her. I did not like Madison. She annoyed me.
She is annoying.
She thought she was better than everyone else.
It's an Emma Roberts character.
Right. And I love Emma Roberts, but, like, she does a great job playing the snob.
Yeah.
I just feel like she'd be, like, the sweetest person in real life, though, because...
Maybe. Never met her. Can't say
never. Yeah. But those would be my least favorite. And I'm sorry to anyone that loves Madison, but she annoyed the crap out of me.
She sucked.
No, I didn't say sucked. She just annoyed the crap out of me. That's all. Okay. Now, favorite characters. Okay. Hit me. Favorite characters. Hit me with it.
My favorite character?
Yes.
Queenie.
Yes! Queenie! The human voodoo doll.
She was just sick nasty, dude.
She was so cool! But, like, she was one of those people's when I first watched the show, it was like, oh, Queenie. But, like, when I watched it with you, you just made me love Queenie.
Queenie is super cool, bro.
Okay,
and she likes fried chicken, I mean.
Honestly, who doesn't like some good fried chicken?
Seriously.
Okay, anyone else?
No.
No, that's it. Just Queenie.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, for me, because I loved this season so much.
Every single character.
I loved Myrtle.
Besides Hank.
Ew, yeah, seriously. I loved Myrtle. Straight fashionista. Super sassy.
Was she the... old lady that was vaping on the...
Yes! She's the best! Frances Conroy's character, yes! Oh my gosh, loved her. Let's see, who else? Misty Day. Because, obvious reasons. One, she loved Stevie Nicks.
Why'd you do that?
I heard TikTok. No, Misty Day. One, she loved Stevie Nicks. Two, I just feel like she has a crystal collection, and she lives in the swamp.
You want to live in the swamp?
Not necessarily, but the vibe it gives me, 10 out of 10, Stevie Nicks vibe. The Stevie Nicks vibe I loved. Misty Day, 10 out of 10. But...
it's her swamp now.
My favorite character of the season, actually my second, no, first favorite character. I would say she's my first... my absolute favorite character.
Okay, can you quiet down? China can hear you.
Cordelia! Oh my god. I love Cordelia. First of all, the character development of Cordelia between Coven and, spoiler alert, Apocalypse.
Oh, that kind of... I thought you were talking about...
That huge character arc was insane, and how she went from this kind of weak, fragile, timid headmistress at the beginning of Coven to even at the end kind of more powerful... more demanding, and then in Apocalypse she was like, yo yo yo, and like dropped the mic.
She was like, yo yo yo, and then they were like, yo yo
yo yo,
yo.
And she was like, yo yo yo. No, Cordelia, great character arc. Loved the Coven Cordelia, but loved Apocalypse Cordelia even more. Okay. Fair. I think that's fair.
Before we can you just like
I'm sorry, I'm so excited.
You had an 11, and you about a 4.
I was so excited to talk about Apocalypse.
I think China can hear you.
I'm not Apocalypse, Coven. But we haven't even gotten to the next American Horror Story episode, which is Hotel. That'll include Hotel, and Hotel is my favorite season. Okay, so that was Coven. Sadly, it's over.
I need to put a headphone warning in.
Sadly, it's over now, but we're going to talk about Freak Show next.
Okay.
Which you get to do, so that'll be fun. But that was Coven, everyone.
Yeah, leave me with the great season that is Freak Show.
I hope you guys watch American Horror Story based off these episodes, because it is a good show. Mm-hmm. Quality show.
Okay, I know you're talking about how this needs to be smooth and everything, but I'm going to back this up, and I'm sorry for the noise, because you've definitely...
Just wait. We're going to take a break.
You've deafed them already. I don't know if that's a word.
We're going to take a break, though, but that was Coven.
Oh, we're taking a break right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just going straight into the other
one. No, we got to take a break.
That's why I was going to move it.
I need some water.
That's why I was going to move it, because okay. I thought we were just going.
All right, fair enough. We'll be right back, guys.
And we are back.
We are back to talk about what season?
Season 4.
Faux shizzle, my nizzle.
Oh.
Okay, You're going to talk about season 4. Freak yes. Show. Get it.
Freak Show is about a manager named Elsa Mars who wants to start a circus. She recruits freaks from all over, including Ma Petite, the world's smallest woman, Bet and Dot, who are Siamese twins, and Jimmy Darlin, who has lobster hands. And that's just to name a few of you. While promoting the circus, the freaks meet Gloria Mott, who is interested in buying the show, or maybe just a few of the freaks for her son, Dandy. Dandy is fascinated with the circus and makes friends with a clown named Twisty, whose persona Dandy takes on as the season develops. Throughout the season, secrets are uncovered within the circus, deaths loom over everyone's heads, and new loves bloom in and out of the freak show.
I think I did a really good job summarizing that season.
You make it sound good.
I glorify that season. I'm like, yes, the drama is real.
No, it's...
I don't love it.
It's awful. It sucks.
Like I said, there's not a bad season of American Horror Story, but this one was not amazing. It would not make my top 5. We're going to critique it, and I think this one will be a little longer than Coven because...
Yeah.
We don't like this one as much.
The hand movements, please.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's no. I'm going. So, I'll let you share first, but we have one critique in common.
We do.
We're going to say it together in 3, 2, 1. Not enough Kathy Bates.
She needs to be in it more.
You give Kathy Bates a beard.
She's got a beard.
And you don't put her in it enough.
She would be in every scene.
Ryan Murphy, what are you doing?
He failed.
I would just put her in the background, like, breaking fourth wall, staring at the camera. And it's like, bro, that's Kathy Bates back there.
Right?
But, like, she's in it.
I wouldn't be paying attention to this
scene. And she has a Baltimore accent.
You can't get better than that.
Kathy Bates with a Baltimore accent and a beard. It doesn't get much better,
folks. Ryan Murphy missed on that one.
Yes. Yes, he definitely did. It hurt my heart.
Do better, man.
Do better, Ryan.
Just do better.
Do better. Okay, I'll let you go with your critiques first, what you have a problem with.
What I said last time. The backstories. We need more backstories.
Right. We get the backstory of Elsa a little bit.
Yeah.
And we get the backstory of Bet and Dot a little bit.
But nobody else.
Enough. I understand with a season like this, it's like... To understand the characters, yeah. I need to know the characters, because obviously they're, quote-unquote, freaks.
Yeah.
So we can't relate.
Need a backstory.
I need a little backstory.
But they gave a backstory on Twisty, who's in it for all of 3 episodes.
Seriously? Now, I'm gonna be honest here. Twisty scares the bejesus out of him.
Twisty's fine, dude. He's wholesome. He didn't want to hurt anybody.
He's honestly a wholesome guy once you get into the season.
Once you get to know him, he's honestly kind of cool.
Yeah, seriously.
Play poker with him every Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, of course. But he's just... I love Twisty. Okay, anyways, back to the critiquing, because we're getting on the fact that we like Twisty.
He's pretty
cool. So you want more backstories. I would also agree. What else do you want to critique on this season?
I don't know. It just kind of bored me. It was boring.
Okay, it was boring. It was. There wasn't a lot of action. A lot of really good drama.
It was dramatic.
Between the characters, and, like, you have these relationships, and the deaths, and the secrets that all kind of intertwine. That was dramatic. But a season like that, I just need action.
It just needs something more. You can't have a whole season of just dramatics.
Well, I mean, you can. Have you watched The Crown?
Grey's Anatomy.
Great. Well, okay, but there's, like, surgeries and stuff.
Oh my god, his brain is literally out of his head. We'll just staple it back in and it'll be fine.
Hey, you never know. Miracles happen at Cielo Grace. Anyways, I have one. And as much as I love Jessica Lange in the show, and don't get me wrong, she's in, like, top 10 for actors on the show, and I love her.
Characters.
But the German accent!
Settle down. I don't know.
Needed to not happen.
No, we could have just given our normal accent.
Like, German is such a hard accent to do. I mean, so why give her a really hard accent to? Why couldn't you give her, like, a British accent? Now, As Americans, we're not good at doing accents anyway.
We just suck.
I don't know what it is. Like, watching other, like, other actors that are Australian or even British do an American accent,
and
I'm like,
nail it.
I'm like, are you American? I'm questioning it.
But we just suck.
But when you hear an American do an accent, you're like, ugh, you're totally American.
I've seen people, when they try and do a British accent, they sound like a pirate.
We'll get into that when we get to Roanoke. Because someone has a British accent, which is meant, I do think, to be horrible and super bad.
Or you just protect
and them. Fake. No, I do. If you think about the character who's super dramatic and over the top.
Yeah.
I do think it is meant to be kind of bad. Mm-hmm. But, like...
It was bad. It was...
It was not amazing. It makes me cringe, but at the same time, I laugh because it's hilarious.
Yeah. It was not her greatest showing of an accent.
So, the Jessica Lange accent...
You know who nailed an accent, though?
Who?
Kathy Bates.
She nailed
that Baltimore
accent. Kathy Bates. Let's... You know, we just need to talk about Kathy Bates and our appreciation for her on the show.
I love Kathy Bates.
I love Kathy Bates. First of all, the butcher in Roanoke. Chef's kiss.
Fantabulous.
Iris in Hotel. Chef's kiss. Like, that Fantabulous. Video she made of herself holding the cat? Too much for me. Cinematic gold.
You know, the one scene that would have sold me Iris over the butcher? That one scene. You know what scene I'm talking about?
Oh! Hotline Bling Baby. Hey, if you watch the show, you'll understand. That would be the only thing I would put over the butcher, that scene. But the butcher is just so good.
The butcher's so good.
It was so good. Okay, we need to get back to this. This is turning into the Kathy Bates show.
That's what I feel about Ryan Murphy when he doesn't put Kathy Bates in that season.
You know, she would have been great in Cult.
She would have.
I just feel like she would have been a great Cult member.
She would have. She would have been a Cult leader. I feel like she would have.
No, because Evan Peters was just too good.
Oh, yeah.
He was just too good.
Solid performance.
Better. Honestly. Like, why did that not win any awards?
I have no idea.
Okay, back to the critiquing a freak show.
It's just
we've covered not having Kathy Bates, no backstories, absolutely like no action. The last episode had a lot of action.
Last episode was
that was actually good.
A good episode.
I enjoyed that episode, but that would be it.
That was it. Yeah.
The Jessica Lange accent
was just so bad.
You didn't do her justice.
No,
in her last season of the show. Spoiler alert.
You give her German accent.
Come on. give her a better accent, or don't give her an accent at all. Why
just
she...
let her speak? I would, you know, I didn't go watching that season. You know, like, someone needs a German accent,
right?
This season's not gonna be good unless they have a German accent.
Exactly.
She didn't need a German accent.
Exactly. Anyways, that is just. It's just. Okay. Do you have any more critiquing to do? I just feel like there's more that
I can't think of.
The character of Dandy, well done by Finn Wittrock, did not love Dandy. I love to hate him.
It's a lot of characters you love to hate.
Oh, yeah. So, but... his mom was weird. Again, didn't do Frances Conroy justice. You give her characters like Moira and, like, Myrtle, who are just... 10 out of 10, and then you give her this character, and you're like, what is this?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? So, like, you give all these veterans just these not amazing characters. I did like Evan Peters' character.
Yeah.
I did like Sarah Paulson's characters. Too. I mind Jessica Lange's character, but the German accent.
She would have been a great character. Just, that character, I think, would have done her justice if they didn't get her German accent.
Okay. We need to... And then Jimmy's hands. the lobster hands. Lobster boy.
Lobster boy!
Okay, we need to... Let's just stop roasting Freak Show. I feel bad. It's just boring.
It sucked.
It bored me.
I didn't like it.
I don't think, like I said, there was anything super wrong with it. It was just boring.
Not enough action. The German accent just didn't need to happen. Not enough Kathy Bates. That's the big one.
That's the big one. It needed Kathy Bates. First of all, again, how are you going to give her a Baltimore accent?
And a beard!
And a beard!
And she sang! Like, give her more screen time, Ryan Murphy!
She would have been in every scene, though.
And she was supposed to be in season 10, and now she's not. It's just... it's awful. There's a moment of silence for not having Kathy Bates in season 10. Thank you very much. That was perfectly timed. Okay, let's go through our favorites and least favorite characters, I think. Okay. Which should be for this season.
Okay.
Least favorite characters. Three. Give me three least favorites.
Three
least... Or you could have more, but at least three.
What's her name's character? Emma Roberts' character.
Esmeralda, but that wasn't actually her name. I think it was Maggie, if I'm not mistaken.
The characters.
Yes, Emma Roberts' character. The freak show name was Esmeralda. We'll go with that one. Okay.
Elsa.
Rude. Okay.
I didn't like Elsa. And, I can't think.
Well, you had...
Hold on. Gloria.
Gloria. Gloria Mott.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a whole thing.
Let's see. For me, Honestly, I didn't like Emma Roberts' character, but that was just because I don't think it did Emma Roberts justice.
Yeah, the character wasn't snobby.
If you know what I mean. It just wasn't... Yeah, I needed more out of the character.
She needs to be snobby.
I mean, she got in between, like, two of my favorite... Well, do I count Sarah Paulson's characters as one thing or two?
They're one thing.
Okay. They got in between my two favorite characters. Or two of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I also did not like her. I did not like Stanley, who was played by Dennis O'Hare.
Oh, he worked with.
Yeah. Didn't do him justice. Dennis O'Hare. I liked to see him play the bad, quote-unquote, bad guy.
Spalding.
Spalding. We didn't even talk about Spalding.
Oh, and how wholesome of a man he is.
Oh, wholesome man Spalding is in Coven. Oh. But I did not like him, and... I didn't like... I don't want to say I didn't like him because, like, I love to hate him, but Dandy, he annoyed me so much. What?
Dandy was so cool, bro.
But, like, he's a character... I hated him.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked that I hated him because everyone that I know loved Dandy. Was like, oh my gosh, Dandy. But I was like, ew, Dandy. Ew, David. Anyways, those would be my three. Poor Dandy. I'm sorry to all the Dandy stans that may be listening.
Okay, if someone stands Dandy, then they have a problem.
Okay, three favorite characters.
Three favorite characters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Dandy.
Dandy, fair
Not
enough.
Not my favorite in the season, but...
But fair enough, yeah.
Two... She needed more screen time, but Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. I can't even think of her name.
I know. And one, again, needed more screen time, Twisty.
Twisty, okay. I loved Honestly, Twisty. Kind of great choices. I'm not going to lie. You're talking about Ethel. Ethel is Kathy Bates' character. So
Beard, Baltimore accent,
and sing.
And not, it's just Kathy Bates.
Yeah, but not enough screen time.
No.
Okay, so you're saying Dandy, Ethel, and Twisty. Yes. Solid choices.
Thank you.
Okay, for me.
Sharon Paulson.
I'm done with you. I'm sorry, she just saves every season. Her and Evan Peters just save every season. Let's see. Number three, I'm going to put Jimmy. Do I think it did Evan Peters justice? No. But do I like his character? Yes. Two.
He was doing the Star Trek thing.
Now, are you counting Sarah Paulson's Bette and Dot as one character?
Yes, Bette and Dot is one character.
Okay, that's fair.
They're two heads but one body.
Okay. Then two, I'm going to say... I'm going to put Twisty, and I don't like clowns. But I actually hate clowns.
My foot fell asleep.
I'm sorry. But Twisty, John Carroll Lynch does a great job as Twisty, making him scary, but when you get to know the character, it's like, oh, I feel bad for being scared, you know? And number one, my Queen Sarah Paulson, Bette and Dot, yes, they do. Come on. The drama they bring to that season is so good. Who saves the season? Who saves the season for you?
Twisty.
But, okay.
He did.
But for me, they make the season more enjoyable.
Okay. So that's fair.
They saved the season for me. There's two of them. There's two Sarah Paulsons. Have you ever seen the behind the scenes?
I don't want to see the
photos. Oh, it's scary. She's gonna
show me anyway.
It is horrifying.
It's probably just her and like a...
It's scary. Hold on.
How is it scary?
Because you don't understand the fact that it looks like Sarah Paulson, but it's not Sarah Paulson,
Yeah, they're supposed to do that.
It's just weird. Hold on. I gotta find a good picture.
I thought she would have to film the scene like this, and then film the scene like this again.
She did. She worked like 15 hours a day, dude.
So she filmed this, and then same scene like this?
She filmed one, so she would wear this thing. Here, I'll show you a picture. She wore this thing that looked like her. It's horrifying. Is that not scary that it looks like Sarah Paulson, but it's...
Not really.
I don't know what it is. But, like, they got the... No, it's weird. Anyways, she had to wear this... What would you even call it? I mean, it's literally a second head. Yeah. So she would wear it, and they would do all the scenes with Bette. Or Dot. And they would do all the scenes... So, if she had a scene with Jessica Lange would do the scene with Sarah Paulson as Dot, and then they would go, and they would change, and then she would become Bette, and Jessica Lange would have to do the scene again.
I would hate that. I would hate that if I was the other person.
I know, but I guess they were troopers from what I've read and everything. That just sounds like too much work.
I would hate that. Kill me off. I'm not doing this.
I would hate doing the scene... As, like, let's say Jessica Lange, having to say my lines twice. And I would also hate having to be Sarah Paulson, who has to know two sets of lines and would have to put in twice the amount of work.
I would hate that.
That just sounds awful to me.
You can kill me off. I'll go in the next season. Put me in the next
season. Just kill me off. Kill me off. Don't you?
I'm not doing this season.
Okay. So that was Freak Show. When we come back.
We'll be back.
We're gonna maybe talk a little bit about what we've seen out of season 10 so far.
Yes.
They've released some trailers, and I've seen some funny tweets, and they crack me up. Maybe I'll be able to find them again.
It looks like a fantabulous season.
It does look like it's going to be a good season. And then we're also going to rank the seasons 1 through 9. The last time we just rated them out of 10.
Yeah.
As far as I remember.
Yeah.
We even listened to it.
If you've already heard us rank it, then you're going to listen to it again.
Yeah, we're very sorry. But we're going to rank them, and then we'll give all of our closing thoughts on American Horror Story Coven and American Horror Story Freak Show. So we'll be right back, guys.
We'll be back.
And we're back, guys.
We are
back.
Back!
So we're going to rank all 9 seasons.
All of them?
That have currently come out. All of them. All of them. First, I'm going to list them in order. We're also going to be comparing our list to two different... That's disgusting. Two different websites to see how our lists match up. You have one and I have one. Alright, so the American Horror Story seasons are, in order, Murder House, Asylum, Coven, Freak Show, Hotel, Roanoke, Cult, Apocalypse, and 1984. Now we are going to be having American Horror Story Double Feature, which we just found out the names to because it's going to be two parts. It's going to be Red Tide, I believe, and Death Valley.
Ooh, Death Valley sounds sick.
With the aliens. The aliens are happening, guys. The aliens are happening.
I'm excited for the aliens,
actually. I was kind of like, ugh, no, not aliens. But like... low-key excited for the aliens now.
Yeah.
So, that's all 9 seasons that have come out, plus the name of the now 10th season. Mm-hmm. We're going to start from our number 9, what we rank as number 9.
Okay.
Would you like to go first?
Yes.
Go ahead. Freak Show. Why do you have Freak Show down there?
Because it sucked. It was boring. There was no backstory. And Kathy Bates was not in it that much. Neither was Twisty. Go ahead.
Okay. You had that ready. You were ready to get angry. My number 9 would also be Freak Show.
Why?
Why are you looking at me like that? Mostly the same.
There's only one answer, Beck.
Mostly the same reasons. One, it was very boring. But the biggest reason was Kathy Bates was not in it enough. You give her a beard and a Baltimore accent, and you just don't have her in it enough. So, but it was super boring. It just
sucked, dude.
I don't want to say it sucked.
No, it sucked.
No, because I don't think there's a bad season of American Horror Story.
That was the only bad season I've
had. It was just so boring. So boring.
So boring.
Ugh. Okay. So, we're also going to share, I guess, at the same time.
Oh, we're not? Okay. Oh.
Yeah, we're going to... So, you have Dread Central, and I have Screen Rant. What does Dread Central have at number 9?
Hotel.
Oof.
Yeah. That's... Hold on, they have the critics' consensus.
Okay, what does it say?
Favoring garish style over effective storytelling, the fifth season strands a talented cast at Ryan Murphy's Hotel.
Okay, so they're saying the looks and the aesthetic and the vibe of the season...
It was about looks.
...overshadowed
yeah.
the actual story. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
That's fine.
I mean, that's fair.
If that's what they're going to say, then that
would
be
a lot of people would rank Hotel at number 9, and that's...
Really? I thought it was a good season.
That hurts me. But alright. For Screen Rant, they have Cult. It says, Cult did well with critics, though fans tend to dislike this series as on the whole... It didn't receive the lowest ratings of the series, but its biggest failure was Murphy's decision to capitalize on the U.S. presidential election in 2016. So
they were butthurt about...
People liked the idea that it was playing off the cult mindset, but they didn't like the fact that Ryan Murphy was assuming people like who in the season Kai, who's a Donald Trump supporter, creates this cult in order to be in the government because of his
that's how it was
idolization of Donald Trump, which I don't think is very fair
no.
to anyone that supports Donald Trump.
No, you can't, no.
So, I understand why people would be upset about that.
And I don't think he meant to hurt anybody. I think it was the storyline.
Right. But I understand where we all liked where a lot of people liked the season as a whole and diving into the mindset of a cult leader and of a cult in general. But I don't think people liked the fact that it was a cult that was idolizing Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I think people were offended.
What was that, 2017?
That was 2017.
See, and I think it's too soon. That was too soon.
Yeah.
You could have waited a few years.
Yeah, and people were upset because, like, Evan Peters and Sarah Paulson carried that season.
Oh, yeah, they did.
By them. Now, I'm sorry, but they usually do anyways. But, like, give me someone else that gave...
Not when Kathy Bates is there.
But, like, give me someone else in that season that gave the performance they did.
Who would be the closest one? What's her name?
I don't even know. I would probably put Adina Porter, maybe. She played...
Oh, my God. She was in the first season of Outer Banks. You know that?
I learned. But I would say her, or even Leslie Grossman, playing the crazy neighbor across the street. But no one compares to Sarah Paulson and Evan Peters in that season.
No.
They carried... So I can understand why people would put Cult that low.
And what's her name? The, Papa's Pizzeria.
We don't even talk about her. Ew, don't even put her in that list.
No, that's why that's why the season was bad.
Exactly. Her character. That's why it was bad.
Dude.
Okay. When we get to the Cult episode, ooh!
Ooh!
We are going to have...
A discussion.
A discussion on Ivy.
Because I
have some words. Okay. Our number 8. Go ahead, Ashton. What's your number 8?
Our number 8. Let me go back. I had Asylum.
Why?
Because it was boring. Again, it was boring.
Oh my God.
They did good on the backstories, though.
They did, too.
They did good on the backstories.
Had solid backstories. But
I just didn't. It was boring.
Okay, fair enough. Why was it boring?
There was no action. There was no action. The most action was them running through a tunnel trying to escape.
What about the killer Santa Claus? And
the killer Santa Claus was there for 5 seconds.
And the demonic nun. And
no.
The slight introduction of aliens. And Dr. Arden. And
whoa, Dr. Arden.
What about all of those action moments?
They weren't, though. Okay, fine. I just didn't like
it. I'm not going to protect it again from you because you just will never change your mind about it.
No, I'm not.
And that's okay.
I didn't like it. At least it's not number 9.
That's true. My number 8 is Murder House.
Why, Mac? Why? Why is it Murder House, huh?
One, not enough Sarah Paulson. All right, guys.
Well, what about never mind, I can't even think because I can't even think of her name anymore.
Billy Dean?
Yeah, what about her? She was in it.
I loved Billy Dean, but like, I started watching American Horror Story for Sarah Paulson.
What was she in before that you watched?
Ocean's 8, I think.
Okay. Okay.
That would have been the first thing I think I saw Sarah. Well, I actually saw her in The Post, but didn't really know who she was.
Mm.
Kind of feel bad. Sorry, Sarah Paulson.
No.
Do you think she's ever going to listen to this?
No, I don't.
I would cry. Okay. Anyways, also, Dylan McDermott's character ruined the season for me.
Ben?
I'm sorry.
Ben was so...
did.
Okay, aside from the cheating part... Oops. Ben was so cool.
And no.
He redeemed himself towards the end.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. You just suck.
He thought his wife was crazy, and she wasn't crazy, and he didn't... No, she wasn't! There were ghosts in that house! Sorry, I just shook my water bottle in front of the mic.
And you just screamed.
I just... His character ruined it for me. Loved Tate.
Tate was pretty cool.
Loved Violet, and I really liked Vivian. But his character just ruined it for me, and there was too many different...
I didn't like Vivian.
There was too many ghost storylines, like, that were kind of rushed into it.
Yeah.
That I was like, what ghost are you again? And the ending was kind of dumb when they brought in all the different families and they all died, and it was like...
Ending was stupid.
I just didn't enjoy it. Dylan McDermott's character ruined it for me.
You ruined
Not enough Sarah Paulson.
You ruined
Come on,
the season
You're
going
to make her a... See? See? They agree.
Shh. We haven't gone through this yet.
Good. Go ahead. On Dread Central, what do they have?
Murder House.
Exactly. What did they say?
Convoluted?
Yep, convoluted.
Convoluted yet effective American Horror Story is strange, gory, and twisted enough to keep viewers hooked.
Yeah. Makes
no sense.
Makes sense. It was complex, and it was very difficult to follow, is basically what they're saying.
Yeah.
Which I would kind of agree.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have a maid that when, like, she changes? Like, I understand why, like, the point.
She's a ghost. She's dead.
Well, and I understand, like, why men see her one way and women see her the other way. Like, I understand, but, like, why do you need that? Like, she was distracting. She was, like, not important.
She had no point in that.
Like, super not important in it. Like, come on. Okay. For Screen Rant, they have Apocalypse at number 8. Hmm. Obviously, this was the very highly anticipated season because it was the crossover between Murder House and Coven.
Mm-hmm.
Which was very exciting. And it was interesting to see how Michael Langdon, who you see at the end of Murder House, develops into this villain. But apparently people did not like the post-apocalyptic setting. They said it was boring. And the crossover, bringing the witches into it, it took too long.
No. I think it was fine perfectly.
And people were saying that the season didn't bring its own memorable characters, but brought them from other seasons. Which I agree with. Besides Michael Langdon. I mean, for me, obviously, Sarah Paulson's character, but...
I mean, you have Billy Lourdes. She turned out to be a witch, but she wasn't a memorable character.
Right, that's what I mean. But, like, the really memorable characters, like Myrtle and Cordelia and Ben and all those people... came from different seasons, technically.
Yeah.
So I can understand.
I can see that.
I can see that. You don't have your own unique characters. You just kind of took them from other places. Yeah. But that was, like, the point.
Yeah.
So.
It was a crossover season.
Right. All right. Anyways, continue. Number 7 for you, Ashton. What do you have?
Roanoke.
Why do you have Roanoke at number 7?
Because, I don't know, actually.
You don't know.
It just wasn't. It didn't meet the standards of what I thought the season was going to be.
I don't think you liked the setup. I remember when we were watching
I thought it was... It was going to be back in time. We weren't going to be in the present.
Fair enough.
Kind of rolling up.
Fair enough. And you didn't like how it was... It was almost like two separate seasons.
Yeah, I didn't like the documentary.
Fair enough.
I remember
you saying that when we...
I would have been fine with just the ghost story.
Just the ghost story?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. For me, I also have Roanoke at number 7.
Why?
Well, actually, Roanoke used to be my least favorite until I rewatched it with you.
Mm. Well, that's pretty cool.
And I liked the documentary part, the first half of the season with the story. I didn't like the second half of the season. That was my problem. Where you're the other way around.
I didn't like either part.
Oh.
Because I would rather watch it than watch Freak Show or Asylum.
Okay, fair enough. So, I didn't really like the second part. What I liked about the second part is watching you be scared by the Chens.
First of all, people should not be crawling on walls.
That bumped it up an immediate 2 spots the second. You went outside to walk the dog and were like, Chens, are they out here? I was like,
people should not be crawling on walls.
That went up for me. The second half of the season ruined it for me. And the Sarah Paulson British accent.
She needs to not have a British accent.
It made it hilarious. Like, it was comedy gold. Because when she would say something in her British accent, I would be like... But, like, again, we can't have them carry... We can't have Evan Peters. That was the other thing. Evan Peters was not in it enough.
He was preparing for the next season, which was going to be... Bomb.
It was a bomb. So basically, you're like, here, Kathy Bates and Sarah Paulson, you carry it on the back.
He was only
on your back.
For like an episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was in it in the first half of the season, technically, he was in it for like one episode. And then in like the second half, he was in it for like 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Not enough at all for Evan Peters, who we all know and love.
And actually, the first half of the season, I wouldn't mind if we didn't. Like. If we just had the parts where you actually saw what was going on inside the house.
You didn't, like...
And just played it like that.
When they went back to the real Matt and Shelby.
Yeah.
Real.
And just played it like that, then...
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So if they wouldn't have bounced back and forth, you would have been fine.
Yeah, it would have been
fine. That's fair. I did not like the second half of the season. I thought it was dumb. Okay, what does Dread Central have at their number 7?
Cult.
Cult, why?
Cult intrigues with timely, over-the-top creepiness and lots of clowns, despite being hampered by broad political generalizations and occasional holes in the narrative's logic.
Okay.
So basically what Screen Rant said is...
It was
creepy,
It was dark, creepy.
The cult was good, but the political.
Yeah, you didn't need to make it political.
I think it would have been fine. It was too soon.
I liked the political aspect, mostly because I just like politics in general, but, like you said, too soon, and I don't think what we've seen, obviously, within the past year, what's happened with the Capitol and everything like that, I don't want to get too political, because that's not our place, but I think now would have been a good time.
Yeah.
After you've watched this whole thing develop between both the Republican and Democratic Party and all that.
You really saw it all boil. You really saw the two parties boil this year.
Yeah, it was.
And I think it would have been perfect.
Right. This should have been the year for cult.
Yeah.
But I guess timing isn't everything all the time, so.
Still a good season.
Still a good season. Screen Rant has Freak Show at number 7. And they said, obviously, it was a very sad experience for some fans because of the imminent departure of fan favorite Jessica Lange.
Mm-hmm.
While... Jessica Lange says this is one of her favorite seasons. It's the cast of Misfits and Freaks was not enough. It went completely overboard and lost a lot of the horrific elements that makes American Horror Story. Because you didn't have all the blood and all the jump scares, and it was kind of a weak season the fact that it wasn't really scary.
It wasn't American Horror Story.
Right. And even Screen Rant says, like, with all the singing, it sort of felt like a strange crossover with Ryan Murphy's other series, Glee.
Yeah, it was weird.
I'm not the person that was like, oh, I hate the singing, because I like musicals. But why? That's not American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Why? Like, I would have done that in a season like Hotel, where it kind of had that aesthetic vibe that should have songs in it.
Yeah.
So, all right. Number six. What do you have at your number six?
I have Apocalypse.
Why? I just swallowed that water and I was like, maybe they heard me. Why do you have Apocalypse at number six?
I don't know. Surprisingly, this is where I start to get, like, there's only one thing that separates all these seasons. One thing difference with all these seasons.
What's this one?
It was just too much back and forth.
Oh, between, like...
Between pre-apocalyptic and post-apocalyptic.
Okay. What would you have preferred it be? Pre-apocalyptic or post-apocalyptic?
Post.
Okay.
Maybe, again... Backstory? You need a backstory. Maybe put the backstory in, like, the first one or
two. So you're saying too much backstory.
Yeah. There needs to be a perfect amount of backstory.
Okay.
Maybe, like, the first two episodes could have been your before.
Like, they were, like Screen Rant said, you waited almost three episodes to bring the witches in.
Yeah.
They were, like, the whole point of the season.
Yeah, they could have brought... Maybe, like, the first two episodes, you put your pre-apocalyptic backstory, how this happened.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Fair enough. I, for number six, have 1984. First of all, loved the vibe of 1984. The 80s vibe was incredible. But for me, I need Evan Peters and Sarah Paulson. I hate to be that American Horror Story fan, but I don't think people like Emma Roberts and Billy Lord...
They weren't ready.
And even Leslie Grossman were not ready to carry a season by themselves. So for me, I think it would have been better if you kind of... And obviously because of scheduling conflicts with Sarah Paulson, and I think Evan Peters was having some mental health problems, especially after Cult. You can't just bring them in for a couple episodes.
Yeah.
But I think maybe if you would have somehow brought in maybe like a Kathy Bates or... You know, you bring in Lily Rabe for one episode, but maybe if you would have brought her in for a different role for more episodes, it would have been better to have a strong punch packed. So for me, it was just hard to watch without Evan Peters and Sarah Paulson. Not that my thing was, the season was not bad. I liked the vibe. I liked the story. It definitely lived up to the slasher
80s.
Genre. Yeah. But I needed... Evan Peters and Sarah Paulson. There was not enough power in that season.
Okay.
For me to enjoy, which kind of saddens me. All right. What does Dread Central have at number six?
Dread Central has American Horror Story Roanoke.
Roanoke. All right. What do they say about Roanoke?
Roanoke takes a surprising turn away from prior AHS formats, revisiting the deliberate pace of earlier seasons on a spookier, smaller scale, even if the true crime format feels overdone. So they're saying it was overdone.
There was too much to Roanoke.
Yes.
Okay, that's...
I could see that.
Again, with the whole second half of the season.
Yeah.
That was too much.
Yeah.
And I felt like the first half of the season was rushed with the whole story.
Yeah.
So, I would agree, Dread Central.
Or even if, like, you could span the whole season out of this documentary, but you're showing most of it.
Right.
I, for one, hate reality TV.
Yeah, it is
so
a little
that that put me over. I can't stand reality TV.
Fair enough. For number six on Screen Rant, they also have Roanoke. They said Roanoke had a really creepy premise and had some of the most terrifying villains that American Horror Story has ever seen. which I would agree. The Big Mac. And it was an interesting exploration of the whole format with the documentary and all of that. But it's just not one of the strongest installments.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. It had everything that American Story Horror Story has.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't strong.
Okay. I could
see. And with the character, like, when you have Sarah Paulson playing Shelby Miller on the documentary, but then you also have her playing Audrey in mm-hmm. the second half of the season, people were like, okay, I feel like they're being overused.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
So it just wasn't a strong season to Screen Rant, apparently.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. What do you have at your number 5?
I have Hotel.
Yes, my baby.
I liked the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
I liked the vibe.
Yeah, the creepy hotel vibe, but was also, like, fashionable.
Uh-huh. And it had action. And it had backstories. That's all it needs.
Okay, what didn't you like about it? Because it's obviously not your number one.
I didn't like Lady Gaga. I didn't.
Ugh.
I didn't like her.
You just shot me in the chest.
Now, don't get me wrong. She plays the perfect character for that. I just didn't like the character.
Okay. Okay. All right. For me, for number 5, I have Apocalypse.
Why?
I liked having the witches back.
Mm.
Why are you looking at me? I loved having the witches back. But I'm kind of going to kind of go with Screen Rant here, and they make a good point that Apocalypse didn't really have its own characters.
It wasn't unique in its own way.
Right. I really liked... It was on the right track in the first couple episodes with having, like, Venable and having Kathy Bates' character and having Billy Lord's character of Mallory and mm-hmm. all of these own independent characters. But then it was like, eh, whatever, and kind of... Yeah. I mean, spoiler alert, sorry, killed them off.
Yeah.
Like, all of the characters. So what was the point of bringing them in?
What was the point of bringing the characters in, yeah.
So, for me, that would be the only thing. It was kind of a knockoff Murder House and Coven.
Okay.
But the action and the different twists and turns with, you know, you have to realize that Michael Langdon is the Michael Langdon from Murder House.
Yeah.
And then just the return to Murder House, as much as I don't love it, it just was special. When you heard that music and you were like, yes. Like, that was American Horror Story. So.
You know what? I still can't believe it took me, like, what, 7 or 8 episodes until we got to Michael's backstory.
And you were like, ooh.
To put the two pieces
in. That's Michael Langdon.
His last name is Langdon.
I know. So, for me, that's why it's in the middle.
Yeah.
Really good on the action and the twists and the turns, but wasn't enough of its own independent characters.
Yeah.
What does Dread Central have at number 5?
So, Dread Central would agree with you.
Oh, would they now?
Apocalypse there.
Okay.
Ryan Murphy and her murderer's row of witchy performers literally saved the world.
Yes, they do.
In the most ambitious season yet. So, I don't know what it's even... What?
They're just saying... It was... Like I said, it was just kind of in the middle.
It was just...
It was in the middle.
It was below.
It was in the middle. It was good... But it wasn't as good as the other ones.
It was good, but it wasn't the best.
Right, exactly.
It was in the middle.
Screen Rant would agree with you, Ashton.
Oh, would they?
They have Hotel. They said that Hotel felt very experimental, and in a way it was, because you obviously have Jessica Lange's departure. Mm-hmm. And so you have to bring in somebody else that's also going to pack a punch. Brings in Lady Gaga. Very experimental. Doesn't have a lot of cinema... TV on her plate and on her resume.
Yeah, and it was a whole... They brought in a whole new vibe.
Yes. So, super... It was full of glamour and fashion and all of that. And sometimes, Screen Rant says that sometimes the characters were intriguing and even maybe lovable, but the plot kind of got murky and vague and had too many storylines running at the same time. So, if you weren't paying close attention, it was... hard to keep track of. They did say, though, overall, it was a strong reset for the series and set the pace for the back half of the show.
Yeah.
Because you have some big shoes to fill in Jessica Lange. I also think part of it is I don't think there was enough Evan Peters again.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously had Sarah Paulson doing American Crime Story, doing OJ at the same time. So she wasn't in it as much. And those two, you have to give them a big role in this season in order for me, at least, to be really good.
Yeah.
But I just love... I mean, I loved their characters anyways, though, so... But they would agree with you. They said plot was kind of murky and the storylines were hard to follow if you weren't paying attention. But overall, good reset to fill the shoes of Jessica Lange. Number four!
Huh.
What do you have?
I have Coven.
My other baby. Why do you have Coven at four? This is obviously in your top five, so it's on the better half of the list.
Yeah, it was the characters were good.
Okay.
The backstories needed work.
You wanted more. I know, you wanted more backstory.
It gave every character a backstory, but it wasn't there for long enough.
Okay.
You have Queenie, who was... They literally just showed you in a chicken fried... A fried chicken shop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
It had plenty of action in it.
Okay. Do you like the storyline?
I did. It was something you could follow along with.
It was an easier season to follow.
It didn't go back and forth the whole time.
Yeah, Ryan Murphy didn't experiment too much with that season.
No.
He kind of kept it in a safe place.
Yeah.
For me, number four would be Cult. And...
Four? Not higher?
No, because I love the top three seasons too much. For me, Cult, again, was so creepy.
Oh, it was so creepy.
It was something that was so... It could be so real... You know, a cult like that centered around politics could be so real. And so I think that really scared me. And I think that scared a lot of people when they watched the show.
It scared a lot of people our age because we lived through that.
Well, I mean, we all lived through that. But I think...
I know, but we were...
Right.
At our peak when it
happened. I think it scared a lot of people in the fact that it was so real. And I think if you have a fear of clowns... Like
it happened.
Myself, yeah.
Clowns were everywhere.
If you have a fear of clowns like myself... It made it even scarier. But for, like, the character of Ivy, it ruined it for me.
She was so bad.
She annoyed me. Every time she came on the screen, I wanted to throw up.
She looks like a Papa's Pizza.
She does. And if you watch the show, you'll notice that Evan Peters ends up playing cult leaders that he follows after and idolizes. And I think... I don't want to say they chose the wrong. It just felt choppy there at the end with the different cult leaders. I loved the Manson episode, but that's because he's my favorite cult leader, as most people is. But
it was kind of like we're running out of ideas.
Yes, it was like how do we wrap up the season?
We've pushed everything a little too far forward, and now
we have the last episode, which is solid, and we know what happens.
Uh huh.
But what's that in between?
Yeah.
So that's what ruined it for me. But overall, amazing performance by Evan Peters. I don't think we ever really saw him take on a huge role like that.
That's gotta be.
And be the lead.
Toll on you.
Like that.
He deserved a break.
He did so good. And Sarah Paulson, which I didn't know this until I watched a segment on Ellen, actually, Ryan Murphy actually used her real fears in life and her real phobias. Like, she had, like... chloroform phobia is the fear of clowns.
Excuse the background noise.
Yeah, sorry. And I think it's trypophobia is the fear of, like, clusters of holes. And bees. She doesn't like bees, apparently. But he used her real fears, which I think even emphasizes the fact that this season could be... I mean, it's real.
It's real.
So...
It was a real season.
I think they did a good job. Okay. What does Dread Central have at number... For.
Dread Central has Freak Show.
Freak Show. What do they say about Freak Show?
It may turn off new viewers unaccustomed to its unabashed weirdness, but Freak Show still brings the thrills thanks to its reliably stylish presentation and game cast.
Okay. I'm just not even going to comment.
I don't even care. That season just...
I just didn't like that season.
So just go ahead.
Alright. Screen Rant has Murder House at number 3. And... This set the pace for the whole show.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. The it wasn't a weak entry to the show, because if it was, there wouldn't be other seasons. They say, let's see, its only major crime was not being able to compare to the two seasons that followed it, which are most people's picks for the best of the show, which is sad, because obviously it's the first installment, and you have nothing to compare it to when you're making it. But, so they're saying the following seasons were people's favorites.
Yeah.
And that was just because they liked them too much. All right. Your number two, Ashton. What do you have on your list?
Number three. My number three, I have...
Wait, did we share... Oh, I was supposed to be sharing four? Oh, hold on. I shared number three, guys. Oopsies, I went ahead. Sorry. So number three is Murder House on Screen. Number four is 1984. It had an impressive marketing campaign, but didn't seem to get the hype that the other seasons has gotten in the past, nor the interest. It was the least watched of the series, but in a way, it kind of works in its favor. It emulates the 80s slasher genre, and which was poorly received by critics for years.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in 1984's case, I mean, that's the same. A lot of people didn't like it, so... Yeah. They said there were some things that were strange, like bringing in Richard Ramirez, and just the way Ryan Murphy kind of rewrote history, people did not enjoy too much.
I don't think it was weird that he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people think it was weird because he was never...
Right.
Like, trailers and stuff, he was never really in shown.
And you're like, wait, Richard Ramirez? What are you doing
where
here?
Where did he come from?
Yeah. Okay. But this is the good side of the list, so we don't have too much to say about these. Sorry, guys.
No.
Number three. Sorry, I got ahead of her.
Number three, apparently Screen Rant agrees with me. I had Murder House.
Murder House. Why do you have Murder House in your top three?
Because, again, I'm all about the backstories. I had good backstory.
Okay.
I had good action at some points.
Okay.
And I like ghosts. I like ghosts.
Paranormal.
I love ghosts, and I think it was good. It left you... No one would have ever guessed Violet was dead.
Right.
Yeah, I think it just left you on good...
It
was suspenseful.
You... Good word to use. Okay. I would agree that it was a suspenseful season.
Because I never guessed that Violet was going to be dead.
No, when I was watching it, I was like, who? Who? Oh. Oh. Oh, God.
She's dead. Hold on.
Because they make you believe she's not. And it's...
Yeah.
Ryan Murphy did a good job with that. For my number three... I have Asylum.
Oh, God, what?
For me, this was just better than Murder House. You have... I think you give Evan Peters a different look.
Mm-hmm.
I think you finally give Sarah Paulson this big... This was her big break.
Yeah.
So, and obviously I watched the show for Sarah Paulson, so I think she's... has a bigger role and I enjoy more. But she plays a solid character. I think Jessica Lange always gives a phenomenal performance. Mm-hmm. And then you bring in someone that had a smaller role, like Lily Rabe in Murder House. You bring her in, and Sarah Paulson, and you take this risk, and they just shine. They do a phenomenal job. They steal the show. I think those two do steal the show in Asylum.
It was an experiment gone right.
Yeah. He
It was an experimental season, but it worked.
He chose right with those two.
Yeah.
And I think he put a lot on Sarah Paulson's plate with the character she played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know she's part of the LGBTQ community, and to have her play a character that was a lesbian that had to go through all of that, I can't imagine having to do that as someone in that community. Mm-hmm. So that really is amazing to me, and you have, like, Lily Rabe, who plays a demonic nun, and it doesn't get much better than that. For me, there was enough action, dramatic action, and... The Dr. Arden twist was good. So. Alright, since I've already shared Screen Rant, which is Asylum, which was Murder House, so they agreed with you. What does Dread Central say?
Dread Central agrees with you?
With me! Oh, thank you, Dread Central.
Asylum crosses boundaries to shock and scare with sexy slub plots?
Oh, yeah. I would agree.
And some innovative takes on current social issues, like LGBT
community. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man.
I think people...
They just hit everything I said.
I think people like Asylum better because it was a better rebound. It was the second season.
They made it scarier in the mind.
Than Murder House.
Which I think Ryan Murphy does amazing when he does that. He really gets into your head, just like Cult. Gets in your head, freaks you out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, I just... Why did you question the sexy subplots?
Just...
Okay.
Question it.
Okay. All right.
I think it was a rebound.
It was a good rebound.
Because I know I didn't like it because all the seasons that are currently there were still there. Okay. So I had things to compare it to.
Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. No, what do you have on your number two for your personal list?
I have Cult.
Yes, solid choice. Solid choice. Why do you have Cult at number two?
Because it would be something I would think of if I heard... If someone said, yo, watch the show American Horror Story, I would think of clowns.
Literally like the shirt.
I would think of creepy things.
Right.
Which was exactly what this season had.
It was. It was...
And the only reason it's not number one is because I hate politics.
Right.
I think it's
stupid. Evan Peters' performance. Oh, it's so good. My number two is Coven.
Why?
This was a very hard decision for me between one and two because it mostly depends on my mood.
You've stressed out over this.
I have. It's changed multiple times. Pathetic. I really liked the girl power central story of Coven. I think I liked the fact that it was easier to follow, but the big twist at the end. Mm-hmm. I remember watching the season and the season finale and finding out things.
Yeah.
I was like, no way. I wouldn't have seen it coming, and I think that really did a lot for me, and I loved the girl power. And I just like witches in general. I don't know if it's the vibe. I don't know what it is. Like, the Salem Witch Trials I've always had a fascination about, so I think it was just the witches in general that I loved. And again, you bring in Sarah Paulson and give her this big role, but you also bring back, like, Thaisa Farmiga from Murder House and give her a huge role, and you bring in some new people like Emma Roberts and all of that, so. Yeah. And Kathy Bates comes in the show, guys.
Excuse you.
Kathy Bates comes in the show. And Angela Bassett. She comes in the show, too.
Yeah.
We all love Angela Bassett. And her giant biceps.
Gee, dude. She could straight strangle me.
I know, honestly. She's so cool. Okay. What does Dread Central have at number two?
Dread Central has... Again, they would agree with you.
Thank you.
A noteworthy ensemble cast combined with creepy storytelling and campy, outrageous thrills... AHS Coven is a potently structured fright fest.
Nice. So, they're saying it was kind of cheesy, kind of your typical witch story, but creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it...
Go ahead.
It brought in history of New Orleans.
It did.
Axeman.
And Delphine LaLaurie.
Voodoo, Delphine LaLaurie.
Obviously.
Witches.
Ryan Murphy does love to use some history. Yeah. Now, sometimes he twists it and makes it not... real, but this he did a great job on.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Marie Laveau and Delphine were, like, knew each other or anything, but obviously, he does a good job.
You're cool.
Bringing in history, so I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Scream Rant would also agree with me.
Oh, dude.
They also have Coven, and I love this, what people... You know, and Mean Girls, they say on Wednesdays we wear pink, but with Coven, it's on Wednesdays we wear black, and I live by that. So, while this wasn't the exact line uttered during the show's iconic third season, it was, on Wednesdays we wear black, that was obviously the vibe of the season.
They wore black every day, so.
You brought in the girl power, the witchcraft, history, depth, and Stevie Nicks. You literally brought Stevie Nicks into the season.
Can't get much better than Stevie Nicks.
You bring in Stevie Nicks, and obviously that's amazing. But, like they say, you bring in Angela Bassett and Kathy Bates. It begins here, and
yeah,
that's
yeah
where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And you have Jessica Lange, again, at the center of the season. And anytime she's at the center, it's...
good.
It's good. It is. It is one of the highest rated seasons, the most beloved, and it's one of the most award-winning seasons out of the whole show.
Facts.
And it was kind of comedic, I'm not gonna lie. Dark humor, but good. Alright. Here we go. Number one. Ashton, what do you have at number one?
I have 1984.
Alright, go ahead. Why do you have 1984 at number
because
one?
Because I love the 80s. I do.
Everyone loves the 80s.
The vibe, the aesthetic, the music. Slashers? I like slashers. As cheesy as they are.
I love slashers.
Because you can laugh at them, too.
You're like, dude, come on. Who thought this was a good movie?
Stupid.
You, like, watch, like, Nightmare on Elm Street, and you're like, oh, come on. What is this?
Yeah. And I like John Carroll Lynch.
Oh!
He plays a great...
Mr. Jingles!
Mr. Jingles. And I like Richard Ramirez. Not, like, that.
No, not... I know. Not the actual Richard Ramirez, but, like, the...
Yeah. And I find Richard Ramirez in real life fascinating. Not, like... ooh, I want to be like him kind of thing.
Right, no.
Cool to study.
He's an interesting dude.
Yeah.
So you liked how they brought in Richard Ramirez.
Hit all the points for me. All
right, I'm okay with
and
your choice.
And I'm not a person who needs specific actors to be in a season. If it's a good season, then it's a good season.
Understandable. Now, obviously, you're not as big of a fan as I am, and you don't watch the show for certain actors.
No. I also think that's why people didn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
It's because it didn't have the people that it needed.
Like I said, I hate to be that American Horror Story character, but, like, I need them in the show.
Right season, again, wrong time. If you could have waited to bring your Sarah Paulson, Evan Peters back.
Okay. Then that's fair.
I think it would have been a good...
Right. Sarah Paulson's like, I want to go work on Mrs. America, which...
it would have been higher for a lot of people.
She was very good in Go Watch Mrs. America. Okay. I'm happy with your choice and your reasons for choosing it.
Thank you.
It was good. That's good. My number one.
We're running high on time, so you've got to be quick about this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Is Hotel. Now, the vibe of Hotel, the aesthetic, the fashion. Oh my gosh. Lady Gaga steals the show. So good. Evan Peters' character, James Patrick March. Oh my gosh.
Finn McMissile, I think.
Literally love him. He's like the best serial killer ever. Sarah Paulson's character in Hypodermic Sally. The fact that she played Marcia Clark and this character at the same time made me love this season even more, and her portrayal of Sally even more. I know I'm talking really fast. I don't want to run this time up too much. I just love it. For me, there's, like, not much wrong with it at all. You didn't need Jessica Lange in the season, and that's what I loved. I don't think Jessica Lange would have fit in the season.
Uh-uh. That would have been her...
Dennis O'Hare playing... Liz, oh my goodness, don't even get me started. Kathy Bates playing Iris, the cat video. I love this season.
I think it was a more natural season.
I love this season. It fit into real life.
Yeah.
With some paranormal aspects, but it was like, oh yeah, haunted hotel, which totally exists. Oh my gosh, I loved it so much. I cannot wait until the next American Horror Story episode. Oh, what does Dread Central have at number one?
Oh, Dread Central, they have 1984.
Oh, they agree with you. What do they say?
A near-perfect blend of slasher and the show's trademark twist, 1984 is a bloody good time.
It really is. It is very good. I mean, they basically hit that on the nail. Screen Rant has Asylum at number one, which many people would agree with. I think, I know you're kind of a... odd duck here, but many people would agree with this. It's not only won the most awards of any season of American Horror Story, but it serves as a standout season for every major alumni actor in the cast. Jessica Lange, Evan Peters, Sarah Paulson, Lily Rabe. It juggled multiple storylines, which American Horror Story is known for, but it did it really well, and it handled time jumps without much confusion. It told you when times were changing and all of that. So, that... it was really good. And, like you were saying, it embraced the extraterrestrial horrors with real-life ones, such as homophobia, conversion therapy, and racism, which were all in the time period of the 1960s.
Yeah.
And so Ryan Murphy did such a good job making sure to bring in the real life horror that was happening in the 60s. Even the aliens, the fear of aliens, that's when that happened. And really made a dark, gloomy, creepy season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a straight G. He's so cool. That's how we rank the seasons. This is the longest segment ever. Oh my gosh. We're running at 47 minutes right now on this segment.
Luckily, we don't really have much to talk about season 10 because...
No. What are your thoughts on season 10 that you've seen from the trailer so far? Are you excited?
I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
Do you think you're going to enjoy the... Do you think you're going to enjoy part 1, Red Tide, or part 2, Death Valley?
More? Death Valley.
Really? I'm excited because I think they're switching up the actors halfway through the season. So I think Death Valley is going to have different actors, or mostly different actors, than Red Tide. But I'm excited for the alien aspect, but I'm really excited to see what the villain is in the first half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Because it reminds me of Sirens, but from what I've seen, it doesn't look like Sirens. And you're bringing back Sarah Paulson and Evan Peters, so who were not in 1984, like we said. So I'm very excited.
Yeah,
it should be a good season.
I'm ready for part two because I hate Alien on shows, but I think he can do a good job.
He's gonna do so good. If anyone can do Aliens well, it will be Ryan Murphy.
It'd be Ryan Murphy. Okay. And if they look how they do in the trailers, then they're gonna be pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And, like, we've waited almost 2 years for this now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a year and a half, so it's got a lot of hype to live up to, and I think he will deliver. There's some times where he's fallen short, but I think he will deliver.
I don't think he'll miss on this one.
No. You can't. You cannot miss on this one. You've had a year and a half.
Yeah. You've had a year and a half to write. You can't miss.
You can't miss, and I don't think he will. And if he does, you all will be hearing about it.
And how much he sucks, and how much we hate Ryan Murphy.
Yes, it's gonna be...
No, it's gonna be good.
I think it's gonna be good. Okay, that was American Horror Story Coven and American Horror Story Freak Show.
Oh my goodness.
The next American Horror Story episode, which we don't know when it will be coming, will be on American Horror Story Hotel and American Horror Story Roanoke. One of the seasons we thoroughly enjoy, I think, mm-hmm. and one season we both have come to love in some way.
Yes.
So it should be a very interesting American Horror Story episode. Next week, we have a paranormal episode coming at you guys, which will be very exciting. And that's today's episode, guys. Thank you for listening, and happy hauntings!